Edmonton This Week, your City of Edmonton connection, highlighting City of Edmonton programs and initiatives important to you.
Welcome to Edmonton This Week, your City of Edmonton connection, brought to you by the City of Edmonton. I'm Wade Sorokin. Each week we bring you the latest from the city with the people directly involved in helping make Edmonton a great place to live, work, and play. Now on today's program, Edmonton's boundaries could extend to the International Airport under a new annexation plan the city revealed this past week. Also, the Edmonton Public Library turns 100 next week on March 13th, kicking off a year-long celebration of Edmonton's leadership on the library scene. And Capital City Cleanup's 2012 graffiti audit results are in. We'll have the latest on the city's efforts to fight graffiti vandalism. All that, plus a community spotlight, coming up. So up first, the City of Edmonton has begun the annexation process to acquire land south of its boundary that is currently part of Leduc County and the town of Beaumont. Peter Ohm is Branch Manager, Urban Planning and Environment for the city, and joins us with more details. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hello, Wade.
So, Peter, can you detail the exact area that the city is looking to annex?
Yes. There are two areas that we're focusing on. One is on the west side of Queen Elizabeth Highway, and one is on the east side. On the west side, all of the lands south of 41st Avenue Southwest, which is Edmonton's current southern boundary, all the way down to the southern edge of the airport, and then west to Range Road 261. And it's an area that's involving 120,000 hectares. And the east side, the application affects lands generally between 41st Avenue Southwest for the City of Edmonton down to Township Road 510, which is currently the northern boundary of the town of Beaumont. It does include the north and south running 50th Street, which is the main access point to Beaumont on the north side, and that runs into the city in the form of 50th Street.
Now, there have been some concerns from the town of Beaumont and Leduc County about Edmonton's annexation plans. How are you addressing those concerns?
Well, we will be addressing those in the upcoming discussions and negotiations. Bear in mind that we have had conversations with them, and we have talked about Edmonton's growth, its capacity to be able to develop into what we call a priority growth area. We are aware, certainly, that Beaumont has interest in some of the same lands that we've outlined in our application. And through the discussions and the negotiation, we're going to have to reconcile that.
Now, why is extending Edmonton's boundary at this time important, Peter?
Well, we're getting to a point where we really do need to plan for additional growth beyond the capacity that we have. So through the southern sector for residential in the form of low-density housing, we're in the area of about 15 years. And when it comes to business employment land that's available, we're below 10 years supply. When you reach those levels, in fact, perhaps even sooner for business employment, you have to start thinking about where additional land is going to be available to accommodate growth.
Now, why is south of the city the preferred boundary extension?
Well, it's currently one of the hotter parts of the city for growth. We see expansion into that area as a natural progression of where the market is very interested in growing. We also see a strong connection with the airport, and so closing that gap towards the airport would be very interesting for us in terms of opportunities for business employment development in the future.
Yeah, what does it actually mean for the city to annex the International Airport?
Well, it just transfer the jurisdiction from the county into the city really provides us that connection to our international airport. Everybody knows we're in the process of closing the municipal airport, and that once again brings an airport within our boundaries.
So how long does the annexation process take, and who makes the final decision?
Well, the process can take between 2 and 5 years, and the time depends on partly the area, the size of the area being affected, and the issues to be resolved. When we've got the process where we feel we've done our homework relative to the Municipal Government Act, then we will seek a decision from the Municipal Government Board.
And finally, how will annexing this land benefit the city's overall strategic plans moving forward?
Having those additional lands for us to there in the future would really be strategic from the point of view of our long-term sustainability.
Well, for more information on the city's annexation plans, go to edmonton.ca/regionalplanning. Peter, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Wade.
That's Peter Ohm, Branch Manager, Urban Planning and Environment for the City, with details on the city's annexation plans to acquire land south of our boundary.